This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1101 in the nation's capital. And we appreciate that. Burn up hour number one, man. Ovechkin. And you know what? Shouldn't be surprised at all. If you can't burn up an hour of radio talking about a guy that gives you so much, that plays through pain and just lays his guts out for you, then, and of course, the DMV, the overtime audience, you stood up strong once again. DOC and Metal, lucky enough to be able to be before you today on a day like this, man. Being the setup, coming off the madness, going into even more madness for us today because of what we hope happens today. And our guy, the Great Eight, becomes number one. Kurt, Nashburn, welcome to Overtime.
Thank you, Doc. Well, I'm very fortunate in that I have seen, born and raised in Detroit, so I saw Howe play many times. I've seen Gretzky play. Of course, I've seen Ovi play a whole lot. And I just feel so fortunate to have seen all these three guys. And especially since hockey is my sport. And the very first game that I saw on TV with him, I saw all I needed to see. Because not only was he fast, not only did he have a devastating shot, both wrister and slap shot, but when I saw a defenseman come up thinking, I'm going to lay a hit this young dude, and end up looking up at the lights. I said, oh, my God, this guy is the whole package. And, of course, that's the way it turned out to be. But it didn't take anybody brilliant to see that.
Yeah. You're surprised by how physical. I mean, I don't know why. He's almost like a fullback with wide receiver skills.
Yeah, he's like the you know, when I never really played organized football, but I played a whole lot of sandlot. And I knew I wasn't fast with some guys, so I thought, well, if you're going to tackle me, you're going to pay for it. Run into them first.
Right.
That's what he does.
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah. It's not hard to see. And he loves it. When you get a chance to watch a guy in any sport, we've had great athletes perform, and we could pretty much see they don't love the game. They have a way to make a living. And then there's guys that, not that they should ever do this, but literally would play for free because they just love to play. And Ovi's that guy. I mean, he's got to make the money because it's a value prop. But he just go, hey, man, let's just go play. He just go play. Skins and shirts. Let's just go play. Yeah. Kurt, I appreciate that, man. Awesome.
Thank you.
We just got some great news. Metal, I know I've never seen you on a keyboard miss a stroke, but Grant Paulson has just given us a thumbs up.
Oh, yeah.
For 11:45.
Heck yeah. That'd be great to talk to him ahead of the watch party they're doing at Caddy's.
Yeah, that's good, man. You know, Grant, it's hard, man. He sit on that desk. And when you can, I mean, it's one thing to talk puck and love puck, but when you start to get into a analytic position talking hockey, you've jumped a broom. Yeah, proud of the dude, man. He's really, and then doing the alt cast and doing all the different things that Monumental presents. It's been really nice watching Grant. Well, I watched him since he's not a toddler, but a very young man, grow through all of this. And that's been awesome to see and go, and especially when those teams reach the crescendo and become champions. And that's the other thing that Alex has going for him. That's why I love him, because he's not just a scorer. Alex is a champion. And he's trying to become a two-time champion. And I hope that never goes unnoticed, because that's important. Not just a goal scorer, but a champion. And that's how he plays. You know, he plays like he's trying to win it all. And not to say that all the goal scorers aren't like that, but he's my favorite in that fact. There's no doubt about it. That he's in it to win the game, to win it, win the match. That's what I love. 1-800-636-1067. We have an old little pregame version. We don't need to try to hype it. It is already hyped. But it sounds good to hear this resonate throughout the DMV and throughout the Odyssey app, which means it's, you know, worldwide, to show you love.
And we will be broadcasting the game on our sister station, 980, starting at 12:15 today.
That's right. Oh, that's right. 980. Mothership for DOC. No, that's fun. That's fun. And more Koken, Walton, Beninati, the locker. How about the locker's timing? He definitely didn't do this on purpose, trust me. But lucky for all of us that he has recovered, and Alan May, the whole group, man. It's if it didn't work, we'd be on them. It works. So let's show them love. And when y'all have done that, great job on that today. We've gone, I bet you, had you taken odds on Vegas that we would go an hour of sports radio coming off the other excitement that happened in sports and not have them mentioned. That shows you, if people go, and I love my boy Rooster, Cock-a-doodle-doo, because he's been at this level of interest from day one when it comes to hockey and spreading the news and preaching it and teaching it. And, nothing but the best for my dog. Let's go to Fort Washington. D.C., welcome to Rock the Red.
Great day.
Yes, it is.
Looks like he dropped real quick. Sorry.
Okay, I guess we dropped.
I don't know
okay,
what happened.
That's okay. I mean, technology.
Hopefully he'll call back. D.C. is usually a good caller.
Yeah. It's but really, I mean, it's no way I could have predicted. I could, never in a million years
have
watched.
Back. We
it's
got
not
DC
like
back.
We had dud games. You know, we had maybe one of the craziest finishes of in years. Yeah, DC. Welcome back.
Oh, how you feeling today?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what, I'm lifted, man, because the anticipation is great. And I'm also proud of the DMV. I'm proud that our base, we often are viewed as a one-trick pony. And as that's disrespectful, because this fan base has depth and it's showing you, man, that it appreciates sincerity. And I think when you look at Ovi, there ain't nothing fake about him. The dude's just real. I mean, how many guys would have said, Coach Carbs asked him, you want to be in on the empty netter? I said, no. I love that.
That ain't no goal to me. I want somebody there. I want some clump. Yeah.
He didn't want to go out that way. Not on that one. So I'll give it to the young pup. It's not disrespectful. It's not disrespectful. He just said no.
At all.
No,
hey,
man,
I look forward to him getting this goal early, too. I've been paying attention. He like a shark, man. He can smell blood in the water. He go for it. You know what I mean? When they talked about the empty netter, I already knew he would either not take the shot or wouldn't go in the game, because that's not how he play. He hasn't he played on like a broken leg or something before? Like, he not one of them people that want it the easy way. He go hard for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, he's different. Yeah, he's different.
Man, what? And I got one question for
you. Young folks have coined this, but it's one of the best things you can say about somebody nowadays. You say, yo, he different, dog. He's built differently. And he really is. And that's okay. Back in the Stone Ages, you know, we didn't poke fun. We just said somebody's odd or they're weird. You don't even hear weird anymore. We've grown up. DC, appreciate you, man. Got to get to Kevin before we get to break. Kevin, welcome to the pre-party.
Doc, how are you, buddy?
You know what, man? I'm looking at my grade 8 photo that I have, and I'm just smiling. Because he used to come on the sidelines for Skins games. And,
I know.
You know, he just fit right in around football. You know, he could have been a rugby guy. He'd have been a hell of a middle linebacker, fullback.
Absolutely.
I mean, whatever he wanted to play, he could play.
And I wanted to talk about that a little bit, Doc, because, you know, frankly, I think because he plays in Washington and he's Russian, the Canadian hockey media has begrudgingly all along, you know, given this guy his due. And unlike Crosby, it took him a while to get his cup. But, you know, he's a completely different player in a couple of ways. One, he's a pure goal scorer. Two, he has, listen to this, Doc, 3,734 career hits. Okay? This guy was like Butkus on skates early on and really until recently. He has never been given any credit for that by the national and North American coverage of this player. And it's a huge part of not only his game, but of the Washington Capitals game. The Washington Capitals are the most unique skill and hitting combo team I have seen. That is their MO. That is their culture. This kid that just came up and got his first career goal, Ryan Leonard, he's another hitter with skill.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, instead, they would always dog Ovi about not playing D, this, that, and the other. And I'm never going to sit here and say Ovi was great at defense, okay? It was late in his career, Barry Trotz got him to focus on defense, and not surprisingly, won the cup. But damn it, the guy is not just a goal scorer. His intelligence on the ice and setting people up with his passes are unbelievable. And the hits, I can't emphasize enough how much that hitting intimidated foes and put us in winning position. And that needs to get spoken about, and I never hear it.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Kevin. That's a good point. We'll tap into more of that when we come back. Physical, we've talked about it. That's why I call him Brutus. The boy's a flat-out pit bull. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now toward the blue line as it moves into the top of the right circle. A feed low off the stick of Vlasic. Kept in down the middle here. Carlson. Wilson looking to the bumper, but Carlson looking to stick handle first. Ovechkin was off to the left-hand side. The Hawks will gum it up and then send it away.
Yeah, Carlson walking down the middle of the ice right there. He's got to fire that puck. You can't look for that fancy pass.
Puck coming near side. And away from Mangiapane. Second unit here. Ovechkin. He scores! Alex Ovechkin has 894! Bench empties here at Capital One Arena. Ovechkin has reached the summit. He needs one more to go one step beyond. He has tied Wayne Gretzky for the most all-time in NHL history.
Oh, what a scene. Boy, if that doesn't get you jacked up, woo, man. Brother Walton, he is a gift, and thank goodness that he shares it with us. Welcome to Overtime, Doc Walker, along with Heavy Metal, and we are honored to be able to host a pregame, really just trying to get you stoked and get you prepared for what we think is coming up, and we know that it's going to be quite an affair. And for those of you that participated in that 10 o'clock hour, give yourselves a fun bunch high five because you were on fire. And it's just pure love for God has given it to you. You're giving it back. And we're just getting started. That's the beauty about this. And usually, you know, I'd be all about, you know, the wins. This is beyond that because it doesn't distract from winning. It adds towards it. And I do want this individual goal to take place. I want it to take place early. For those of you new that just joined us, Grant Paulson's going to join us at 11:45, right around the corner. And you're talking about going puck insider. And we also reached out to another insider. And once he Well, it's only 11:21, so he's probably still asleep. Once he wakes up and has his staff wake up and feed him, then we'll make that announcement about him. He's kind of a big thing, so we'll hold back. Scott in Silver Spring, welcome to Rock the Red.
Hey, Doc, what's up, man? Hey, much love and much respect. You know, you're one of my all-time favorite. I don't want to call you a hog, but you were with the guy, so you were doing your work.
Call me anything, man. Just call me.
Nah, but it's great. You know, our town, we love a winner. You know, and you're seeing Ovechkin jerseys where you don't normally see Ovechkin jerseys.
Yeah.
And I mean, the last caller said something I want to touch on. He said about the hits, the assists. But you know, Doc, like a great wide receiver, the attention that he commands. How many goals do you think happened because when Ovi didn't even touch the puck because there was attention being paid to him? And, you know, a guy got something off because defenders were shaded to his office. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, influence.
I mean, he's just so – he's the reason I started watching hockey. Because he came here, and I started hearing his name, and I mean, the man is great. I mean, the way he plays the game, the Russian machine, and we were lucky to have him.
No, I'm with you. It's like Rod Langway for me, and Rod Langway, to me, it's like a stud. And then Scotty Stevens, or whoever. I've always thought he's a combination of guys that I grew up, you know, watching here. Rodon Beaupre was between the pipes, and I'm thinking to myself, man, this dude here, he's a combination of that unit's best. And that's a beautiful thing.
Did they even wear helmets, Doc? Those guys, Langway and Stevens?
Well, Langway, I think that was just a bit the betweener part, if I'm not mistaken.
Langway was one of the last players in the NHL. He's like one of like the five last players in the NHL that did not have to wear one.
Yeah, it was right at that breaking point. It's just amazing to me to think that they could go without it. Especially in that much. I can't even imagine it.
You got to be crazy.
Yeah, and they were, man. And they were. Appreciate you calling, man. That is that's good stuff. Appreciate you calling.
You want to know a funny story I know about that too. I remember when they first instituted the helmet rule in the NHL, and a lot of players were not pleased with that. They grandfathered it in so that if you were already in the league when they did that, you did not have to wear a helmet the rest of your career. But each new player, each rookie class coming in, they would all have to. And Dale Hunter, when he played on the Caps, was not very pleased with this. And I remember he used to wear, just because he had to wear a helmet, he went out and bought, like, a Halloween costume helmet and would wear this, like, fake helmet to be his helmet because he had to wear one. before they had, like, regulations on what a helmet exactly counted as. So, you know.
I can understand that.
The old Wild West of the NHL.
Yeah, well, when you get comfortable and you're used to something, I can. I don't think they were crazy or weird or anything. It's just what the way the game was.
I think it's a toughness thing too. There's a lot of the guys didn't want to be like the guy that had to wear the helmet. You know, these guys don't have to wear. I don't want to wear one. You know, so
yeah, I know. It doesn't mean it's right. It's ignorant. You know, it's ignorant.
I mean,
I know it's ignorant.
In the '50s, the goalies didn't even wear masks. These guys were just taking pucks to the face.
Dude, when I see the footage, I just go, are you serious? I go, yeah. Yeah, they were. That's the part to me that is just, it blows me away. It's some of the gear that they have now and what they used to wear. I don't know, man, if there's a more dangerous sport based on the blades itself. They're skating on a weapon, and some of the spills that they take, I don't know. It's unique. It's really, I'm telling you what, but and it's still in
that ice
mode.
Hits hard when you land on it too. Oh, let me tell you,
yeah.
It's not like grass or something or even astroturf. It hits hard.
Yeah, and I've slipped a couple times on it. You learn the hard way, even as a reporter. I mean, our own J.P. Finley, who's a grizzled vet. But you don't wear Italian loafers. To all you young, inspiring reporters, if you're covering hockey. Your boy, you know, was... And it just shows you know, West Coast, you don't necessarily, socks are not mandatory. That's an option. You know, socks are optional on the West Coast. That's the story. I mean, I can tell you, man, you learn the hard way about a lot. But again, all good thought. And again, the nicest guys are, to me, guys that skate, guys that play that great sport of hockey. And you guys have been off the chain. So far, we want to finish it strong. Grant Paulson's going to join us shortly, and we've got another inquiry in from another big shot when it comes to puck. Stay with us. We'll be back. Looking a little gloomy as I glance through the windows. All right, you know what? I guess the netminder has just been announced. And how would you like that to be Chris Russell? Has just been announced as a netminder today for the Islanders. Think he'll be happy?
Get the rooster in there?
Yeah. Between the pipes today will be
Russell. Has the reflexes.
So if Ilya Sorokin, and again, I can't wait to get Grant Paulson's, he'll have a breakdown on it. He'll be able to tell us what he thinks. You think that Ilya is unlucky. I think he's lucky.
No, I think there have been days where I've woken up in any job, I think most people can relate, and you're just like, man, this is the day I just, you know, something's coming, it's a big day or whatever, and there's a lot of stuff you got to do, and you just kind of don't want to do it. Man, that guy's got to be feeling that today. If there's a day he would not want to play goalie, I feel like it would be today, right?
Well, but suppose he gets stops.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if he shuts them out or something, I guess that's good. But it still won't be as big as if Ovi scores on him, man. They'll be playing that tape of him getting scored on the rest of his life.
Yeah, but if he's... Yeah, you know what? That's why, again, I will defer to Grant on that one to see which position he would rather. I think when you said it, will be played for life. So I don't know if that's not a real, the goal to lose the cup.
No, but man, there's one thing goalies don't like, and it's being scored on. You know?
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one. We'll see. That is a good one. JYD, thank you for being patient.
All right, my man. This is how this all is going to go down.
Okay.
If you're looking through the glass, you know how you when you was a kid, your mother would take you into the bakery and you would be looking. You say, I want one of those, one of those. Well, that's how you would look through the glass and you see somebody, if you was a franchise, you got Ovi. That's what you would say. I want one of those. Because look here, as John Thompson used to say, he's simply one of the best.
Yeah.
Simply one of the best. And when you look at Ted Leonsis, what he went through, you know, whatever in the city, he's got, you know, the Wizards and all. But one thing he can definitely say, he's done it right with the Capitals. Some people say he's done. He played a lot of favoritism, but that's a story for another day. He got it right. You know, when he gave this guy a contract, 13-year contract, whatever, people say, you got to be crazy. Hey, it paid off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the guy is, he is simply one of the best. You know, sure, hockey is littered with, you know, with all kinds of great players and all like this. you know, and I don't profess to say who's the greatest and whatever this and that, and compare the games and this and that. All I can say about him is that he is one of the best. He deserved, when he was able to lift that Stanley Cup or whatever, that in itself, you know, put an exclamation on his career. And now for this to happen for him, it only shows that when you do something great and you're true to the city that believed in you, look at all the great things that have happened for you. I ain't gonna call his name, but you know, the same thing, had he came to Washington and played for us or whatever, some of the great, maybe his career wouldn't be, you know, so much of a crash and burn. And that's all I got to say.
Appreciate you. JYD, right here on Overtime, we appreciate your contribution. Hey, man, everybody makes decisions. You got to pay for the decisions and live with it. The one thing about Alex is that he just plays so hard. What do you want out of your superstars? You want effort. I mean, the guy's never been a problem. He gives you terrific effort night in and night out. I mean, I just don't know. From some of the news that we hear, from some of the things we hear from other, quote, stars, this guy's a dream. I mean, really?
We've been lucky to be dreaming this long.
Yeah, and the other thing you don't think about, and I think we do have to take some of it for granted, like we do with Bron. But for me, still one of the most incredible acts of longevity to me is Stephon Curry. I just don't know, and I think Ovi's more so in that category. He just physically is more linked with LeBron with his size. But in terms of consistent greatness, Curry and Ovi are more parallel for me. What do you think about it, Mark? From the district. Seeing somebody consistently like Stephon Curry, I don't ever hardly see him miss the shot he needs to make. And Ovi, hardly ever see him not make the plays you expect him to make. There aren't a lot of people I can say that about in sport. Mark? Okay, I guess we lost him. Okay.
I think he dropped. Well, hey, Mark, call back. We'll try to get you back on.
Well, at least he had good intentions. But, you know, when they make it look easy, it's never easy. They're just that much better than everyone else.
So, Doc, do you know any other, like, D.C. athletes from any other sport you think that have this kind of a record or this kind of a you know, any kind of record on this level? There's very few records of this level.
No, come
it's
on.
Like Hank Aaron breaking the home run record or something.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, you know, longevity. I mean, Darryl Green, to be that good that long and playing at a sport where you're exposed may never be equal. Now, we say that, but then somebody will, and that's the beauty about it. Like somebody, you know, with Gretzky's records, I don't know how long they thought that would happen. Ovi is coming up. They're already now looking at Connor McMichael, looking at people saying, well, this guy, it'll take a minute. But the scary part of me about Ovechkin is that whenever this ends today or not, averaging 40 a year, I mean, yeah. Does he look like he's done? Clearly two more easily, right?
I mean, he already has the record for most seasons with 40 goals in his career. He already has that record by himself. So if he does it again, it'll just be another year added to that.
Yeah, but he's at 40, and this is with the injury. Would he miss 16 games?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So let's not, you want to be, you want me to frighten you? What if he decides he wants to play? What's realistic? 2, 3? I'm just telling you, man.
But usually too, if somebody comes back from like a major injury like that, there's a bit of a, you know, down in production where you kind of get back, you know, you come back, but you're still not 100%, right? And they're, you know, drop off a little bit, and he just has not really had that drop off even from the broken leg, so.
Yeah, and everybody, you know, again, the thing about it is that goal scorer and still Mighty Joe Young, physicality, not being a jerk, and I still will confess the language barrier and overcoming that, we don't really know how difficult that is. We assume we do, but I don't think we really do until I drop you off somewhere and you don't know how to communicate with people.
Yeah. I've been to Russia before, by the way. They do not speak much English there at all, and it is not easy to communicate if you don't know Russian like I did not. So.
Right, okay. And you at your size probably felt uncomfortable.
I did all right. I went to some Russian bar in St. Petersburg with it. I saw a lot of fights over women. There were a lot of guys beating people up.
Well, see, but you crazy. First of all, see, I don't even want to. If you offer me an opportunity, I'll pass. That's what I'm saying. That the like Shohei. I mean, to me, it's amazing to be able to deal with the difference in environment, culture, everything, and just play your game. And you got guys here that are in the comforts of home or whatever, and they're scared of the dark. But that's just how we see it. And but the beauty of it about it is that, hey, man, it takes a lot to make it all work. I'm glad we got the guy that we have here in the nation's capital. And we're celebrating the Great Eight, and you can join in. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Back in a moment. Oh, special treat now for me. I get to be the kid in the candy shop. And now I get to pick the mind of a true expert when it comes to I can drop the puck. Grant Paulson on the microphone that he does on a daily basis with Grant and Danny. GP, how are you, man?
Doc, what's up? How are you?
Oh, man. Just so glad that I'm making the rooster jealous. Anything I can do to irritate my dear friend, because he'll say he'll be irritated that you're on before he's on.
Ha ha. Good way to be.
That's a good thing.
Poking the bear or the rooster, as it were, is a good way to start your Sunday.
Yeah, it's kind of good, man. How I think it's an awesome idea, the hockey field trip that your caddies on Cordell. Ovi, and we were talking about the big fella and I, Sorkin, being in net. He says it's unfortunate. I think it's fortunate because you'll be mentioned now forever. Where do you stand on this?
Well, a couple of things. First, you're right. Today's going to be cool. We got a great opportunity to watch this game with listeners. I'm sure everybody would love to get to Long Island, Doc, and go see this thing in person at the Isles today. But for those of you that didn't make the trip, don't have a ticket, staying back, instead of kicking your feet up at your house, come on out. Caddies at Cordell, a lot of Caps fans, a lot of folks going to be rocking their gear for our watch party. And we're hoping to see Ovi accomplish history over in Bethesda at Caddy. So we'll be there throughout the game watching and rooting on the Caps and ideally seeing something historic. And we'll be able to talk about it for a long, long time, sharing this moment together. But that having been said, you know, I get the competitive nature of this. I don't think you want to be the guy that gives up a goal ever, right? Or you know, think about Mike Baksik, if you remember that name, the pitcher who gave up home run number 756. To Barry Bonds when he passed Henry Aaron, who coincidentally pitched for the Washington Nationals. You know, he forever goes down as that highlight is you giving up the bolt, man. I think it's cool for sure because you get a place in history. Otherwise, I don't know in the terms of Mike Baksik if anybody would remember his career. But at the same time, when your kids, their grandkids, the only time they're ever going to see you is you giving up a home run. So I can see both sides of it. But I just think, you know, this as a professional athlete, the competitive nature of these guys, you know, they don't want to be on the wrong end of any kind of performance.
You know, Grant, the only way I could describe Ovi is that he's a middle linebacker that plays tailback. The only way I could put it in words is he's a fluid skater, awesome shot, make shots, but also linebacker mindset as opposed to just a goal scorer.
He's a freight train, man. I mean, he is only a couple of hundred hits, which sounds like a lot, but in the grand scheme of a career, it's not at all. Away from being the all-time leader in hits in the National Hockey League. Think about that. Mm-hmm. He could be, if he played a couple more seasons, he's got 1 year left on his deal after this year, the all-time leader in goals and in hits. And when you're a scorer, you're almost never physical. You're almost never a power forward, if you will, right? Someone who's throwing your weight around. You're right, man. He is a monster. If you've never stood next to him without any gear on, he is a big, imposing guy, way bigger than you would imagine. Then you throw on the gear and the sweater and you get him on skates, and he is a handful. But, you know, early in his career, Doc, and you remember this, he could fly. You know, he wasn't quite as thick, or he didn't have that, like, older man strength, right? Whereas he was a little twitchier as an athlete. He was a skater. He was up and down the ice and played a full, you know, full-speed game where he's dangling. He's using his hands. He's, you know, going in between defenders like a coop through traffic, bobbing and weaving. And those days have kind of subsided. You haven't seen him curl and drag or score on a rush, you know, one against two or anything in many, many years. But as he's gotten bigger and his game's gotten heavier, he parks in front of the net. He's hard to move. He bangs home a lot of those rebounds. He can get redirections and ricochets, which is a newer part of his game in the back nine of his career. He's just a complete player. I mean, he's an absolute monster and hoss, and he's been so important to this org, as you know. He's kind of made this town hockey-proof. It wasn't that long ago they were trying to save the Capitals, and now you got 19,000 people all wearing the same thing showing up at the arena every night.
Yeah, I tell the story all the time that Kokin, he schooled me that saved the Caps 1980, and that was real. He was genuinely concerned that we'd lose the club. And I always tell that story because, you know, and the guys like Scotty Stevens around, Don Beaupre, and I'm like a toddler in it. I told a story about, you can tell the ignorance and inexperience if you're a reporter and you wear loafers with no socks and you're on the ring. That's a no-no.
Freezing. Yeah.
Yeah, freezing. Yeah, I went through all those. Made some horrible mistakes. But that locker room, as you well know, as being a pro, is the nicest locker room to me in sports that I came in contact with in terms of guys. And I found that to be so comforting that these guys, that once they put tight, lighten up them blades, they're ferocious, but the group, nicest guys of all sports.
It's unbelievable, really. Like, I think there's a couple reasons for it. I would say, I don't know if you agree, but I've long thought hockey players generally are the least celebrity-like of any professional athlete, certainly in this town.
Right.
You know, if you're a bigger guy who's noticeable, like Ovi obviously is a very, very recognizable guy. But even he, maybe this punches a hole in my theory, he's the most normal dude you'll ever meet. You know, he's sitting at the bar at Glory Days, you know, and people are taking pictures of him in Herndon or wherever. I mean, he's just chilling and hanging out with fans and accommodating, taking pictures. What's funny is there's a great story, actually, about, I think this kind of sums up how normal hockey dudes are. But Ryan Leonard, the kid they just called up from Boston College, the 20-year-old, so he finished his college career, Doc, this week, right? He's playing in B.C., and then two nights later, he's playing in the National Hockey League in Boston against the Bruins, which is amazing. But the night before the game, so this is one day after his team got eliminated from the NCAA hockey tournament, Ryan Leonard has signed a deal with the Capitals that afternoon, and Ovi reaches out to him and says, hey, we want to take you to dinner. They're in Boston, coincidentally. He's going to play the next night. So So, Ovi, and it's just a great brotherhood in that locker room. These guys are so tight. This is the best locker room I've seen in a long, long time for this group. But Ovi says, we want to take you to dinner. So Leonard says, oh, that's awesome, whatever. So a bunch of the guys, majority of the team gets together, Chychrun, Ovi, a lot of the caps, and they go out to dinner with Ryan Leonard. Well, Chychrun told this story on our show this week that while they're at dinner, Ryan Leonard gets a text from his team. And, you know, on the group chat with the fellas, and he goes, guys, I know this is like, you know, a big ask or whatever, so feel free to tell me if you don't want to do it, but my guys want to meet you guys. And Chychrun said mostly they wanted to meet Ovi, but I think they want to just meet some of the caps. Now, think about it, Doc. These are the college hockey players at Boston College, right?
Yeah, so.
So Leonard's like, I'm at dinner with all these guys. Now I'm quote-unquote on this team. I'm playing tomorrow, and my buddies want to meet up with these dudes. So he's like, could we have them just come meet while we walk out the restaurant, like out front? They could shake your hand and get a picture or something. And Ovi's like, oh, yeah, no problem. And the rest of the guys are like, look, that's up to the big man. That's Nicole Ovi. They're like, captain, you know, it's games tomorrow. You know, he's the one that would have to deal with the most, like, pictures and autographs and all that. And Ovi says to him, he's like, do you guys have a place you like to go out? And Ryan Leonard's like, yeah, we go to this spot. And Ovi's like, tell him to meet us in an hour. So they go over to the bar and meet up with the Boston College hockey team, and they all sit at the bar together, the Capitals and Boston College, to celebrate Ryan Leonard the night before his debut. Like, that's hockey, guys. It's just awesome.
And I believe you. Hey, brother, nothing but love for you, man. Keep up the great work, and we are honored to have you, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Enjoy the field trip. Grant and Danny, caddies on Cordell's, and I'll give you the best to the rooster, brother. Thank you.
Yes, please do. We'll see you guys out at Caddy's in Bethesda today for the watch party. 12:30 puck drop. We'll see you, Doc.
All right, brother. You're the best. Grant Paulson, as Coach Thompson would say, he is simply one of the best. We will be back to continue to rock the red for the Great Eight.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.